Amen, amen. You may be seated, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm always excited about ministry.
Yes.
You know, we just embarked upon 21 years of serving. And like the old folks say, I am no wise tired. Amen. I'm excited about ministry today as often I first got started. Amen. I'm gonna give you a little background tonight. They're doing the thing now. I'm gonna give you a little background tonight on where I come from. And I got born again in 1989 in this building, Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church, the Bishop Reverend Copeland. Amen. Well, what I want to share with you tonight is I've learned through serving, wherever you sit at, wherever you serve at, that's the anointing God's going to endow you with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I have a godmother by the name of Waverly Keys. She's gone on to glory. She's with that great cloud of witness right now. Amen. And she had a strong healing anointing. I remember sometimes she was sitting on that front porch and she would preach the gospel. Amen. And she had a strong, strong anointing for healing. There was this one young man came by limping one day, Pastor. And she said, son, come and let me pray for your foot. Prayed for him. God healed him. In the process of time, she got a word that somebody was in the alleyway, had a gun to her brother's head, finna kill him. He had messed up the dope. This is your last time. You can't mess up no more dope. And as she came out the house, walked down the alley, they wouldn't let her get by. But the guy that was in the tree, who was a lieutenant, he shouted, y'all let her go. That was the same man that got healed from the woman of God. He said, go on, take your brother home. And God raised him up. God, Bishop Moore, God raised him up to be a preacher. Amen. I'm finna just give you a little background on my DNA. Is that okay? Amen. So I have a godmother by the name of Cousin Thelma. Her birthday, she'll be 106 next month. The first of next month, she'll be 106. Wow. I'm going about to visit her probably in 2 weeks from now. She another one, strong, strong healing anointing. And I served. What you need a well, I can put you some water in your ground, you know. But anyway, I remember her husband. He was sick. He was a bad man, but he had a good woman. So in the process of time, when he would be aching, he'd just be in so much pain. He said, come and just lay your hands on me. She'd do it, and he'd be all soothed.
Wow.
Amen. And then I got an opportunity to serve Pastor Greg Poe for 10 years. And there was a lot of people would come that could not have babies. But there was an anointing on him when he prayed for him. They began to get pregnant. Now, in 2006, I had an opportunity to go out to Grapevine, Texas, me and one of my armor bearers. And went out there and served. Went out there. Benny Hinn was out there doing a minister's conference. And we spent 3 days out there. And God blessed us. We got a chance to usher. When you usher, you're in the building.
Right.
So this lady approached us and said, do you guys mind ushering? She said, sure, we usher. So on the third day, they moved me behind Benny Hinn's wife. I was on that side. The man of God was on the other side, behind his wife. So doing praise and worship, I began to tell God, I said, God, I didn't come way to Texas. I mean, I come to receive what you have for me. And Minister Benny Hinn began to touch one person on the end. All of them dropped like dominoes. The anointing real, y'all.
Yeah,
it real. In fact, in 1993, I asked God, I said, God, this man on TV talking about healing and touching folks and they dropping, is that real? The Holy Spirit gently pushed me back and wrote yes across my chest. So I never questioned that again. So while I was up there, and Benny touched and they dropped like dominoes. Me and this other person was standing. The whole crowd unfell. He goes around touching. So it started to get a little late, so he leaves to go back to the platform. I stand up against it. God, don't praise and worship. If this man does not put his hands on me, I'm still going to receive what you have for me. I didn't come this far for nothing. So he began to teach, and he come off the platform. Stand up, young man. Raise your hand. God, give this man what he come here for. Power of God took me to the ground. My whole right hand began to vibrate, God, to that same anointing. It's in you. Amen. So it was an impartation. Amen. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. It's an honor. And tonight we're going to do a little teaching. We're going to be long tonight teaching, but we're going to do body ministry. Amen. We're going to see God heal and deliver. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for you tonight. Proverbs chapter 20. I got my old King James head here. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good to see you, Mr. Wayne. Mm-hmm. Amen. I said, Wayne, man, I'm gonna punish you if you don't show up. Nah, just tease. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20, chapter 4, verse 20. Whew. Praise God. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
It reads, my son, attend to my word and incline thy ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart.
Right.
That means the center.
Right. That's right.
That the center of man is just 1 inch below your navel. That's the center. That's the heart. Amen. Center. For they are life to those that find them, and help to all their flesh.
Yes.
One of my favorite prayer, I like to pray the word of God. One of my favorite prayer, I send your word. Mm-hmm. I send your word to heal them.
Yes.
And to see God's word can get to Atlanta faster than you can on a plane.
That's right.
That's right.
God's word can go, it's already there because it's in the spirit realm.
Right.
And that's why the Holy Spirit is so important to us.
Yes.
Yes. But one thing about the Holy Spirit, he's in every church at the same time that honor and preach the name Jesus.
Right.
So this part is very, very important when the churches, when the altar talk, when they begin to say, those who want to see, want to receive Jesus, you have to be kind of be quiet and let the Lord move and have his way, because if you move too soon, you'll grieve the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be very attentive. He said that this word is health to all their flesh. It'll heal all our disease. Amen. The man of God touched some things last night. We were so blessed. If you weren't here last night, bless God. Listen. When I first got here today, the first prayer line I was going to have tonight was those that being late, but I was 1 minute late. So I can't use that one. I can't use that one. Praise God.
It's all right. Say,
Pastor, go. Say, amen. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's go over to Yolanda's scripture. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 3. God bless you, woman of God.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 3. I want to go to one place, but I'm going to hang out a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Hang out,
Proverbs chapter 3, I'm going to start in verse 2. For length of days and long life, say long life,
long
and
life.
Peace.
Peace,
shalom.
Shalom. Right.
Nothing missing,
right.
Nothing lacking,
right.
Nothing broken.
Yes.
Shall be added to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tables of thy heart.
Yes.
So shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health
yes.
to thy navel. It shall be health
yes.
to the center part of you. And marrow to that bone, honor the Lord with thy substance, talking about money, y'all, and with the first fruit of thy increase. Always turn to, now Pastor taught on prosperity last night, but he dabbled a little bit over there in healing, so I'm going to dabble a little bit over in prosperity.
Come on.
You see, you saw, with that first fruit, watch that, with all thy increase, all your increase. Every time you get something, turn something loose. Let me get a little ahead of myself here. The Bible says, at the entrance of his word, he give it light. At the entrance, it's illuminating. See, I can remember sitting up on the Dr. Greg Pohl for years. I heard him teach some prosperity and you know, when you come from a Baptist background, don't teach like that. Because it's harder to unlearn some things. And I heard him preach and heard him teach and heard him preach. And then one day a light came on. I said, God does want me to be rich. And see once you understand the reason why, blessed to be a blessing. See, for a long time I had a prosperity, but when that light came on, you listen, you can't give if you ain't got. You cannot give if you don't got it. And the last 4 days. I don't turn it loose. $2,500. Just turn it loose. Just bless it. You can't do that if you don't have that. I'm not trying to shine a light on me. I'm trying to tell you that you we're blessed to be a blessing. So for you to be a blessing, you got to have it. Amen. And blessed to be a blessing. God has allowed me to have 3 and 5 men a week that I'm able to pay every week.
That's right. Come on.
Pay them a decent salary above minimum wage. Amen.
Amen.
So you cannot do that if you don't have that. Amen. So I thank God that he said all your increase. When you get it, you turn it loose. I'm going to turn you on to a nugget. If you're self-employed and business slow down, sow a seed. It'll meet that need. If your business slow down and you wanted to get some energy, you sow a seed. And then name your seed. The seed will produce after its own kind. That is that Bible? Oh, all right, I'm going to leave Pastor alone from last night. Okay. Amen. Because see, we have to get rid of this mindset. And Pastor, you said something. Jesus always did things to interrupt people, to just mess the religion up.
That's right.
I told somebody in our church, I'm going to put an ATM machine in the church. They got mad and left. I hear y'all talking about, for real? I hear y'all, for real? I'm real close. I want to mess up that religious. But we will not put it near the door. I'm real close. It's right there in Georgia. You just got to get here. I'm real close. Come on, sir. ATM machine in the church? I'm trying to be like Jesus, man. I'm trying to upgrade your thinking. My men of God talked that word and talked that word, talked that word. See, faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing, not heard, and hearing the word of God. And by me listening, hearing that word, a light came on. Because I was with that part where Jesus didn't have no place to lay his head. That's where I was, because that's what they taught me. You know, but as you learn and grow, amen. As you learn and grow, see, and Pastor, I'm like, nobody likes to be talked about it. Nobody likes to have a bad name. We don't like these bullets. But man of God, I stand flat footed when it comes to word of God, flat footed when it comes to talking about prosperity. I ain't scared, not even a little bit. Amen. I'm not going to be scared. Amen. Amen. God wants to set his people free. Yes. You can't be free in bondage. Right. Amen. He said, it shall heal, excuse me, verse 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruit of thy increase. So shall thy bonds be filled. See, you don't want your stuff to be in the barn all day, all night, 5 years, 10 years, dammed up. You don't want your stuff in the barn. We learned that last night. You got to take it out of the barn. You know, one of the things I love about Charles Capp, he's another one going on to glory. Praise God, great man of faith, and taught me a lot back in the days. Remember the cassette tapes, y'all? Anybody? You can stop and replay. There was a pain in my left heel for a long time, 6 months to a year. And one day I just got the word. I'm calling you heel in the name of Jesus. I don't know if it was one day or 2 days a week, but it was gone. It was gone. Let's run over to Romans chapter 4, yes, sir. Since we're talking about that. Romans chapter 4. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at 17. This is a faith conference, right?
Yes, sir.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before whom believe, even God, who quickened the dead, that means made alive, quickened the dead, and called it those things that be not though they were. You see, if you broke, you got to call in your wealth. Every time I do an offering, I tell that money, go and grow. I see you soon, and you're going to multiply into millions. I'm not scared to talk to my money. Jesus said we can talk to a tree. He said it shall obey you. He said, who quickened the dead and called it those things, you can call for your healing. Just because diabetes is in your body, it don't mean you got to park the car and turn the motor off. It's just temporary. It's temporary. Amen. It's temporary. Don't park the car. Let it stay on idle, but don't park the car. Amen. Who against hope believed in hope. Man, imagine being that old. He knowing. Back then, they didn't have Viagra and gin. They didn't have gin, nor Viagra. Not ahead. You know what I'm talking about. Them young folks said, what are you talking about? I ask your grandparents when you go home, young folk. Not a hand. Yeah. They didn't have that. They didn't have that. Somebody Googling it right now. His body had went past childbearing, including his wife. But against hope, believed in hope, that it might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now, for some of y'all don't know that I know y'all are astute here. The Muslim brothers, the mother nation, they come from Abraham also. You do? Right. Amen. It's just not the promise. But they are they blessed?
Yes.
Yeah. Every now and then I hear some folks talk, this is the black nation, man. They get real militant. This, man, you know, we the real Jews. I said, I tell you what, this is how you find out who the real Jews is. Who got the money? Is that covenant? So shall our seed be. One and one make two. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body being dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Unbelief is an enemy to your faith. Unbelief is like kryptonite to Superman. It'll break him down. Unbelief should not belong in your category. You need to erase it. Say it again, Miss Bird. Unbelief is an enemy to everybody's faith. Let me pause for a minute. I'm running over to Hebrews. I'm coming right back. I'm going to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us entering into his rest, any of you should seem to become short of it. For watch this now, for unto us was the gospel preached. The gospel is the good news, right?
Yes.
And the gospel sets you free in every area of your life. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, now watch this here. For unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith to them that heard it. You have to hear the word and believe the word in order for the word to be effective in your life. You just like you take that time and put that sugar in that Kool-Aid and stir it up, you got to do the same thing with your faith. You got to mix that. You got to stir that faith up. You got to stir it up. Got to stir it up. I've been hospital many times, and me and some of the prayer leaders, drove away to Largo, got the faith music going, got the healing music going, and we get to the hospital and pray for the woman of God and lay hands and oil, and 30 minutes she dies. My God. But we continue.
Right.
We continue. You don't let you, well, you know, that it ain't work for her, so we gonna, no, you don't quit. You don't quit. We got more that's been healed. Come on now, more that did not. Amen. So you got to keep pursuing. You got to keep going. You got to lay hands. The Bible says you to lay hands on the sick and they what? And thank you, Pastor. I mentioned COVID. You got to get over being scared of and praying for folks. When the anointing is flowing, can't nothing stick to the anointing but the word. You can't have fear when you're in the office and you're praying for folks And now, if you're a lay person, if you believe the word, you don't mix it with faith. You believe you can lay hands on the sick, then that cannot touch you also.
That's right.
Not just five, four, it's for you too.
That's right.
Huh? Lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. They shall recover. It didn't say they might recover. They shall recover. Minister Benjamin, lift your hands up back there. Amen, she's back there. Her and I went to pray for a lady some years ago, and the lady was at the point of death. She was in ICU, and tubes everywhere but the ear. Tubes everywhere. And we went in there and prayed for her, and I had her to anoint the lady's feet. She went all in. She praying, I'm praying, we praying in the spirit. Got in there and prayed for the woman of God. We didn't pray 60 seconds before the Holy Spirit said, take your hands off, I'm going to raise her up.
Jesus.
Come on. I said, woman of God, stop praying. God said, you're going to raise her up. She was still down there. Boko, she can't. I said, stop. That lady come into church the next weekend. My God, she was praising God. Praising God. She came in praising God. See, the anointing that's on our lives is not for us. It's for warfare. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. You notice, Pastor, you read that last night. All those categories, everybody got broke free, right? What made people think the poor stayed poor? Ain't no way possible everybody get broke loose except for the poor. It's the same anointing. It erased that poor mindset. See, that's why Romans 12 is so important, that you get your mind renewed. Because my mind had to renew to the man of God kept preaching that faith message about prosperity. My mind had to be renewed.
Right.
And see, once you get renewed, it has to stay renewed.
Right.
You can't go press towards the mark or the high calling.
Right.
Put in those things.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. So listen, your mind has to be transformed. That God want me to be blessed. It is the will of God for me to be healed. It is the will of God for me to be made whole. It's His will. We have been teaching a series. Sometimes I do series of teaching. We did a series of teaching. We got to part four on faith, but we was teaching. You have to have expectation. You must have expectation. And that's what I love about blind Bartimaeus. He was expecting, he had heard about Jesus, but he was expecting once he made contact. You gotta be careful around church folk. Blind Bartimaeus said, he calling Jesus' name, thy son of David. All he was doing was saying covenant talk. He was, thy son of David. Covenant talk gets his attention. Covenant talk made him stop in his track. Who calling me? Who putting on me from a distance? From a distance. He putting on me from a distance. And the church folk talking, man, you know, man, come on, hold your peace. And he, Jesus, who it is? Jesus, they tell him to come. Hey, be a good cheer. He said, I switch. Come, the master called you. See, he was expecting to receive from Jesus. He took off that coat, huh, to identify that he was a beggar. And his plan was to never pick it up no more. Y'all got some clothes y'all need to give away, a throwaway. Yeah. Some stuff y'all need to just give away. Bless somebody else with it. Just take it. And when you turn it loose, make sure it's worth something. Don't give nobody nothing that is not If it don't make you say, oh no, Lord, you ain't did nothing. Same thing with that money. If you don't say, oh no, Lord, you ain't did nothing. It's supposed to move you. It's supposed to. You're going to get somebody a new suit to give them a suit out of the closet. Make it something you love. Not the 1971 bell bottoms when we were watching Fred Sampson and Son back in the. When you turn it loose, it ought to cost you something. I've been out here working in the sun. See, I'm self-employed. I had working in the sun all week long and working. Now sometimes I supervise, but this week I've been working. I ain't complaining, but when I get it, I don't say, God, now, you know, I sweated. I had about 8 bottles of water that day, and I sweated. I just sweat up. I had to change clothes twice. Now I can't give you this. No, I take them off the top. I do just like Ecclesiastes chapter, is it 11? 11? Is it cast thy bread?
Yes.
Cast thy bread upon the water. Turn it loose.
Yes, sir.
Don't be scared. Don't be fearful to turn that money loose. When you get the revelation, it's more blessed. I'm gonna give you one, and then we're gonna move back on healing. I was in this Walgreens about a year ago. This old lady, I think she was about 80 years old, and there was a clerk on this side of the counter, and there was a clerk on the other side, and it was going through her cards, and she didn't have enough money to buy. They said, "Ma'am, it keep declining." See, when you bless the bill blessing, you don't look at color. You just listen. You move by the spirit. So I'm standing about 6 feet behind. I said, what does a medicine cost? They said $39. I had $3.50 in my pocket. I said, I got it. The clerk said, for real? I said, yeah, I got it. So I proceeded to pay for it. The lady took a while to turn around. She turned around timidly, and she had tears in her eyes. She said, thank you. You thought somebody gave me $1 million. I was so rewarded. I was so rewarded. So rewarded. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed. In it. God is not trying to take nothing from you. He's trying to get more to you. I didn't say to you, but more to you. The more you turn loose, the more you give, you receive. See, Libra scale, you turn it loose, the scale get heavy. You turn it loose, the scale get heavier because he's putting more in it. Praise God. At the entrance of his word, it's light. I want to do one more scripture and then we're going to begin to pray for the folks. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 20. Y'all familiar with that one? 2 Kings chapter 20. Everybody say, I am receiving my healing tonight in the same self hour. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. 2 Kings chapter 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amon, came unto him, saying unto him, thus said the Lord God, set thy house in order. How many know if you knew you were finna die, it'll get your attention? Won't nothing get your attention like a or order death.
Right.
Huh? That is a 911. That is the only issue. You see, he said, get your house in order. Thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, my God. See, this is where that covenant talk comes in. It's covenant. I pray, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in a truth. I was walking upright. I wasn't walking raggedy.
Come on.
I didn't have four or five girlfriends and a chick on the side.
Right.
I will walk before you in a truth. I kept your word. I did what you told me to do. See, when you in covenant, you can place a demand. You can place a demand. I have a right to be healed tonight. You can place a demand. Watch this now. He said, I have walked before thee in the truth and with perfect heart and have done which was good in thy sight. See, you, when you know that you know, now don't worry about what the folks say. When you know that you know that you know, you did your part. You can step to him and say, God, now, hey, come see about your son. Come see about your daughter. Huh? Yeah. Remember 2 Chronicles when all the armies were coming against Jehoshaphat?
Yes.
And he went before God and started talking. Did not you tell us if we build you a house, you'll always be there for us? And if there were no force, anything come against us, we're not coming, can't even stand against. Didn't you tell us that?
Right.
He said, no, our eyes are on you. I'm paraphrasing. Our eyes are on you, and we don't know what to do. But see, he placed a demand. He placed a demand. And when you place a demand, God has to come through. You have to learn how to obligate God. One time I left $1,000 in the bank. Every time I go to the bank, I write my name on my envelope, name and phone number. That's just wisdom, name and phone number. Because I found people money with no name and phone number and kept it. So, and left it at the bank, went back and got it because Malachi. I rebuke the devourer. I stop him in his track. Just last weekend, I'm in the bank. I'm at the ATM machine, and it's not working properly. It won't give me the proper money. I'm trying to get some money. I won't give it to me. So I go to the clerk, left my phone there, and I reach over to get my phone. I walk over to the clerk, and another lady says, sir, is this envelope yours? I said, yes, thank you. $3,000. She said, here. Covenant. I'm trying to talk about obligation. See, you can place a demand on him, and he's obligated to meet your need. What you mean, Pastor? God is, you can place a demand on God, whether your finances or your healing. You obligate him because you did what the words say. You, he don't have any choice. He got to bless you because of his word is on the line. His word and Jesus. We quote, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. Well, John 1 said, in the beginning was the word. Jesus and the word is the same. It's just the written word. He was the living word. And if you really believe this word, it's the living word. And this word will come alive on you and our behalf. But you got to believe it. You got to mix it with faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Them that come to God must believe that he is a what? A rewarder for them. Healing is the children's bread. That's that same talk. That's that covenant talk. Yes, healing is the children's bread.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Jesus' word, sir.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Hey, Koba, she care. I want to hear, I care. I want to hear.